In the 1980s, the world was just starting to pick up the pace of change in politics and technology and demographics, and Chicago was really on the leading edge of all of it. The divisions between the frenetic urban people of Chicago's famous glass towers, its vibrant industrial culture, and its infamous housing projects contrasted sharply with the tranquility of Western rural towns. As a regional reporter for NPR, I often crossed the border between Chicago and the flatlands around it, stepping from the Democratic machine din of Chicago into the quiet, conservative, solidly Republican country out near DeKalb, Wheaton, towns like Sandwich, Spring Grove, and Yorkville. Republican country. And for a very long time, in fact, while I was a reporter in Chicago, this was Hastert country. Denny Hastert, the man who eventually became Speaker of the House of Representatives, hails from the town of Yorkville, where he was the wrestling coach and a teacher for two decades. Today, Yorkville is grappling with the ugly allegations surrounding the former speaker, a once-beloved coach, teacher, and representative there. Hastert has been charged with perjury and a bank transaction crime. He has not been formally charged with sexual assault, but alleged victims from his time as a Yorkville wrestling coach have started to come forward. Tony Arnold is state politics reporter for WBEZ Chicago Public Media. He went down to Yorkville last week and joins me now. Tony, welcome. What have you found?
Hi, John. Good to be here. Well, I found in Yorkville, it's funny because, like, in the political world, the name Hastert and Yorkville just kind of go together. They're just synonymous. It was always well known that covering Hastert that, you know, he's the coach from Yorkville who turned politician and became one of the most powerful men in the country and one of the longest serving speakers of the House at that. The fact that he was able to keep it for so long and then still be able to, you know, bring things back to Yorkville and pitch things to the people there just kind of added to this whole, I guess, mystique of Hastert and the power that he had, in addition to just his own popularity there. It's a very small town. It doesn't have a town square or anything like that. And it's really been this town that's been changing because it's been one of the fastest growing areas of the country for the last decade or so. And so you're seeing this kind of whole cultural change there within the town of Yorkville, which only kind of adds to what's going on here with Hastert, the change in perception of one of the most famous and really longtime beloved politicians.
And I gather that how quickly all this unraveled has both stunned and resigned people to, we're going to just have to deal with this, I guess.
It really has. And that's because, you know, in the political world, Hastert was always kind of the quiet, clean-cut guy. And so the fact that now these are coming out and talking to people, that you're seeing them grapple with a change in perception here. Last week I was going to, there were a lot of garage sales, so I was kind of garage sale hopping from one to another to talk to people about this. And JoLynn Sedgwick had a very slow garage sale, I'd say. And so I spent a lot of time talking to her. And, you know, she was saying that these allegations go a little bit beyond being surprised. It's more just being really disheartened and disappointed, she said.
It's definitely going to be a little bit of a scar or a stain compared to what it was. You know, it used to be, oh, our Speaker of the House is from Yorkville. We're so proud of that. And, well, not as much anymore, so.
And around the region, I think this goes far and wide, people thinking about what are the implications. And, you know, it reminds me of a Sinclair Lewis story in some sense.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that you're getting with this is not only that he had this reputation for so long of being, you know, the Yorkville guy that was so good, but also just politically, I think that he struck a good balance for the district because it was, as you said earlier, that it's a very rural district. It's mostly north central Illinois, so it goes beyond Chicago's suburbs. It's more of just a little bit of the exurbs, and then from there, just sort of the prairie farmland moving west toward the Mississippi. You know, getting to what you were saying before, it is this land of conservatism, and that's something that I think you're seeing that politically some people were really struggling with. I talked to John Tinsley, who is eating lunch in a park there in Yorkville, and he's from the same area. He's not quite from Yorkville, but he's from very close by. And, you know, he said this is something that is really, I think, a hard time for him and his friends, which was just the politics of this, how he thought politically matched how Hastert acted. So here's what John Tinsley had to say.
I know he's not the first person to have some allegation brought out about things that has happened with him, but obviously it is devastating, I think, for a lot of people, you know, because he had support for many years.
You know, Tinsley there is speaking about, you know, the impression that, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens to, you know, the Rostenkowskis, the people in Chicago associated with the Democratic machine, or the craziness that goes on in the state house, the governor's mansion there in Springfield, with the problems that have happened in the state house, not in this area.
Exactly. You know, Illinois and Chicago has this reputation for being corrupt. This being a sex scandal draws that distinction here. And that's something that, the state is not used to dealing with. I can't think of many examples off the top of my head in recent memory. So the fact that this is that draws that distinction and it hits someone who had already retired, I think adds to what is this legacy going to be for Hastert in the area, in addition to the changing nature of Yorkville and the area around there, which just booms in population. And then you add to it that there's just been a few more allegations lately about just how many people have been abused by Hastert, just how many victims are there. And all of these are sort of coming from sources that it just makes you wonder how big is this going to get? How many people in Yorkville knew about this? And I was asking a lot of people if there has been a whisper campaign at all over the years. And everyone was saying no. This has really been a big shock for a lot of people there.
Does the politics change in this district at all, no matter how this comes down, the ending here?
Well, it has been changing in recent years. You know, when Hastert left the speakership and resigned, a Democrat actually won his district before it was redistricted. Since then, it's all been chopped up and it's not quite the same. But, you know, at the time, the fact that a Democrat was able to take this district of the former Speaker of the House, that was a really big, I think, shock to the system, especially for someone like Tinsley, who's a big conservative.
Well, Tony Arnold, thanks so much for speaking with us. He's a state politics reporter for WBEZ, Chicago Public Media. The first of many conversations, I hope, Tony.
That sounds good. Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.